USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump urged Georgia's Secretary of State to re-examine the results of the presidential election in his state. In a recording of a phone call with Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger over the weekend, the president can be heard seemingly pressuring officials to find him enough votes to beat former Vice President Joe Biden in the state.
I just want to find 11,780 votes, which is one more than we have, because we won the state. So tell me, Brad, what are we going to do? We won the election, and it's not fair to take it away from us like this.
The recording of the call was first reported on by the Washington Post. President Trump confirmed on Twitter Sunday that he had spoken with Raffensperger about election fraud in Georgia. This is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to get to feeling better, the best way to feel better is with a great night's sleep. And you know I'm going to talk about my pillow. I've been sleeping on one for now 3 years, and I get the best sleep of my life. They don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. Try doing that. You end up with a washer full of pillow hair feathers. And they're made in the USA. And right now, the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues $40 off, $29.98. For a standard or queen size premium MyPillow, King's only $5 more. To get the best night's sleep of your life and a guaranteed, and it continues until March 1st, and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Give yourself the gift of a great night's sleep for 2021. From Mike Lindell and MyPillow.
President Trump has asked the Secretary of State in Georgia to re-examine the results of the presidential election in his state. In a recording of a phone call with Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger over the weekend, first reported by the Washington Post, the president can be heard seemingly pressuring officials to find him enough votes to beat former Vice President Joe Biden in the state. Congressman Adam Kinzinger says he believes the president was threatening the Secretary of State. The Illinois Republican tells CNN hearing the president ask for votes to be found for him is beyond the pale.
You see the repeating of conspiracy theories that you see on the internet that get disproven, but the president believes these, or at least he's saying he believes them. And then again, just saying, we want people that will basically find the votes for us. It's disgusting, and quite honestly, it's going to be interesting. You know, all these members of Congress that have now come out and said they're going to object to the election. I don't know how you can do that right now with a clear conscience, because this is so obviously beyond the pale is probably not even the way to describe it.
This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
As the U.S. crosses another grim milestone in the COVID pandemic, there is hope that vaccination distribution will soon pick up. Jeremy Scott has the details from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
The U.S. has surpassed 350,000 deaths from COVID-19, the highest death toll in the world from the virus by far. New York has recorded over 1 million cases, the fourth state to do so behind California, Texas, and Florida. Dr. Anthony Fauci on ABC's This Week says the U.S. is behind its goals on getting the population vaccinated.
There's now about 4 million. We wanted to get to 20 million. But some little glimmer of hope is that in the last 72 hours, they've gotten 1.5 million doses into people's arms, which is an average of about 500,000 a day, which is much better than the beginning when it was much, much less than that.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says the city plans to vaccinate 1 million residents by the end of the month. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
On the final day of the NFL's regular season, the Green Bay Packers clinched the top seed in the NFC with a 35-16 win over the Chicago Bears. The LA Rams will be the sixth seed in the NFC after beating the Arizona Cardinals 18-7. The New York Giants kept their playoff hopes alive by beating the Dallas Cowboys 23-19. If Philadelphia beats Washington Sunday night, the Giants will win the NFC East. If not, Washington will take the division and the fourth seed. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.